Welcome to the series number 2 of our podcast on Lewis structures. Now, the first Lewis structure that we took a look at, we took a look out at how to do simple Lewis structures, how to count the valence electrons, how to arrange the atoms, and to make sure that everyone is touching either 8 electrons or 2 electrons to make them all happy, to make the electron shielding full, the electron cloud full. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at doing the same problems. We're going to continue doing Lewis structures. The only difference now is that these will not all come out with single bonds. We will have to do some double bonding to make these guys work, okay? Let's see here. We are going to start with CH2O. Once again, that is an additive that's used in gasoline, just like the first one was used to make ethanol. This is an actual additive that we put into gasoline. It burns really, really hot, and it's used to clean engines, which is a good thing. Newer cars definitely like this because they have aluminum block engines. They like to run hot. They like this. It cleans them up pretty good. Older cars like my 68 Camaro, they really don't like this. It makes it run way too hot, and it just seems to mess with it. I don't think that my older car was made to use this kind of stuff. All right. Well, CH2O is what we're dealing with here. Once again, the first thing we want to do this time is count our valence electrons. We want to see how many electrons we have to play with. Take a look at the carbon. Carbon has 4 valence electrons. We know that because it's in the 4th column of the periodic table. Hydrogen, we have 2 hydrogens, which will bring 2 electrons to the molecule. Oxygen will bring 6 electrons to the molecule, so we have 12 electrons to play with. Step number 2, we're going to arrange the atoms. Now we're going to use the same hints that we used in our first lesson. Carbon's going to go in the middle. One hydrogen's going to go to the left of the carbon. Another hydrogen's going to go to above the carbon. And then the only thing we have left is oxygen, so let's put the oxygen to the right of the molecule. Now we have to fill in the electrons to make it happy. Let's put a bond between a carbon and a hydrogen, and another bond between the carbon and the other hydrogen, and another bond between the carbon and the oxygen. Now we can see that carbon is touching 6 electrons, so we're going to add 2 more, so that's touching 8, so it's completely happy. If we take a look at the oxygen now, we can see the oxygen is touching only 2 electrons. So we have to add 6 dots around the oxygen to show that the oxygen in the Lewis structure is touching 8 electrons. But we have a problem. We count how many electrons we've used. We've used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 electrons. We don't have 14 electrons. These atoms did not bring 14 electrons, so this obviously will not work. So what do we have to do? We have to do double bonding. What does double bonding mean? It basically means atoms are sharing extra electrons. And if these atoms are sharing some more electrons, we can reduce. We can keep them all happy, but we can reduce the number of electrons that we actually have. Think about a kindergarten classroom. You got 10 kindergartners and you only got 5 fire trucks. Well, if these are good little kindergartners, if you can get them to share, all the kindergartners can be happy with 5 fire trucks. You just need 5 pairs of them to end up sharing. It's kind of the same thing with these little atoms. Okay? Now, if we're going to go ahead and take a look at it, there's one more rule that I have to tell you. To be able to hold a double bond, you have to be an atom that's fairly high in electronegativity. Now, remember, electronegativity is an atom's ability to hang on to electrons while in a bond. So if we take a look at electronegativity, remember, as you go to the right on the periodic table and as you go up on the periodic table, the atoms get stronger. They have stronger electronegativity. So who can have these double bonds? Carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and sulfur. Those are the only atoms on the entire periodic table that are stable enough, that have high enough electronegativity to be able to share 4 electrons, to be able to have double bonds or even triple bonds. No one else. The halogens or the transition metals, none of them will make these double or triple bonds. All right. So we look back at our atom, back at our molecule that we have going on here. Where could we add another bond? The only place that we can add another bond is between the carbon and the oxygen. So go ahead and do that on your paper. Add another bond between the carbon and the oxygen. You cannot do it between the carbon and the hydrogen, because now the hydrogen would be touching 4 electrons, and remember, it only wants to be touching 2 electrons. So, we're going to recount our electrons. Take a look at carbon. Carbon is now, since we added that bond between the carbon and oxygen, it is now touching 10 electrons. So what we're going to do is, on your paper, you're going to get rid of those, that free pair of electrons, those 2 electrons that we have that are not in a bond. That brings the carbon down to 8. The carbon is now happy because it's touching 8 electrons. Now take a look at the oxygen. Once again, we see now this oxygen, after adding that bond, now the oxygen is touching 10 electrons, so you can, on your paper, get rid of 2 of the electrons, 2 free pairs, 2 of the dots that you had on your oxygen. Now, if you count how many electrons you have overall, you have 12 electrons, and everyone is happy in there. Both hydrogens are touching 2 electrons. Your carbon's touching 8, and your oxygen's touching 8. So essentially what you did is you added another bond. You added 2 more electrons. That way you could take away 4 electrons. You can make everyone happy. You can have everyone have a full outer orbital without adding any more electrons, and doing it with only the 12 electrons that you have available. That's pretty much it. There's a few examples I'd like you to go ahead and try. You can try CO2, carbon dioxide, what you're breathing out right now. N2 is nitrogen gas. That's 79% of our atmosphere is nitrogen gas. 79% of what you're breathing right now is nitrogen gas. Try C2Cl4. You could try hydrogen cyanide gas, HCN. You can try carbon monoxide, CO, O2, and you can also try N2F2. Now, when you try that one, remember, halogens always go on the outside. That concludes this second podcast. Thank you. The music is provided to you by Laptop and Really, R-E-I-L-L-Y. The music is called Orphan. This is a Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, fair open source music.